Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website
ontheedgesofchange.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast for the week of August 7th. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. A phrase from this week's podcast poem: they didn't know we were seeds. So let's talk Venus, the relational one. And as you may remember, we're in the midst of a Venus retrograde cycle, which started on July 22nd and goes until September 3rd. A little reminder, when a planet is retrograde, it appears from our perspective on the Earth to be moving backwards in its orbit. That's not really how it rolls, but it's our perspective. And the most important gift of a retrograde cycle of a planetary archetype is a deep review. Now, I've told you sometimes the shorthand notation for Venus for astrologers is love, money, and values, or love, resources, and values, because those are the key areas of Venus's domain. It's a relational, magnetic archetype. It's named after, in mythology, the goddess of love. It's not necessarily genderized as feminine, although that happens a lot with astrology and myth. But it's really about that magnetic yin, drawing in and connecting archetype. All about relationships. So Venus retrograde, it's retrograde in Leo. This is a fire sign of creativity, of joy, of wanting to be visible, and wanting to be sovereign. My recent Venus retrograde in Leo course, I called it from people pleaser to sovereign queen. And queen in quotation marks, it doesn't matter your gender assignment or resonance. It's that sense of activating the royal one of you, not the wounded one that would be narcissistic and, you know, drawing, grabbing attention, but rather the place of sovereignty, the place of deep self-respect, the deep of honor, the place of honoring your own unique way of being and being willing to be visible with it. That's a deep part of the Venus retrograde in Leo cycle, this whole 6 weeks. Money and resources. Venus's domain is also about, what are you spending your life energy on? What's it costing you? You know, what do I invest in? What's important to me? All right, those kinds of questions are up right now. And then values. What's important to you? What's important to you in the world right now, with your family, with your loved ones? Given the state of this intense initiatory unraveling and huge transition crisis of our world, what's important to you? Where do you want to bring your life energy? What do you want to love? You know, and also with Venus retrograde, huge questions of self-worth. You know, are you caught in old trauma patterns of self-depreciation and diminishing yourself? Can you shift those? Are those ancestral trauma patterns that you're holding out of unconscious blind loyalty? Can you shift them? Can you give them with love back to the ancestors and say, okay, how do I honor myself in a healthy, honorable way, not in a narcissistic, shallow way? So that's a review, Venus retrograde. Now, what's happening this week on Wednesday, August 9th, Venus in her retrograde cycle, I will call her, is squaring Uranus in Taurus at 23 degrees of Leo Taurus. This is very key because Uranus is the maverick awakener archetype. It's the one that does things differently. It's the rebel. It's the think outside the box, blow up the constrictive energy. It's been in Taurus for a couple of years, and Taurus is an earth sign that's very pragmatic and grounded. When a planet is in Taurus, it says, okay, show me the money, show me the resources. You know, some of you may recognize, depending on the era you're from, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Okay, I got mine. Now, Uranus in Taurus is really archetypally saying we're completely dismantling the old financial systems, the old value systems. What is true security? It's all up in the air now, whether it's political, it's environmental crisis, it's climate crisis, all these things. So Venus, when it squares Uranus, that means those two planets are 90 degrees away from each other in the heavens. That means there's tension between them. And tension is like grit in the oyster. It creates something, but there's something you're rubbing against. Okay, so here's Venus in Leo retrograde. I'm in this deep reevaluation of my worth. Where do I want to express my life energy? What's important to me? What do I really love? Who do I really love? Oh, and Uranus says, yeah, blow up some stuff, darling. Some stuff is too small for your soul. Some stuff you're caught, you've imprisoned yourself in someone else's agenda, someone else's version of yourself. You're trying to be the good child, the good daughter, the good son, the good one, okay? All those things. It's time to radically shift it. Now, Venus is squaring Uranus on the 9th of August, and it's part of a larger Venus-Uranus cycle because three times they exactly are at 90 degrees or squaring each other. The first one was July 2nd of 2023, and the last one will be September 29th of 2023. So really, this is about a three-month cycle, Venus square Uranus, that keeps asking you to do upheavals in your established relationship patterns, your values, what's really important to you. And I want to give you a little bit of wisdom from a brilliant astrologer, Kim Marie, who's an evolutionary astrologer, and you can find her at evolutionaryastrology.net. She has this to say about the Venus square Uranus cycle. It says, what you're asking yourself, what are the deepest values you have around money and resources? It upsets things to look at new creative ways to provide for yourself and others, and also to look at your relationships with evolving value systems. So any kind of Uranus cycle is always very disruptive. It's the nature of what that archetype is asking us to do. And so this is great because this is the second of three cycles. So you can really take a look. It's already been stirring since early July, you know, over a month away. Just like take stock of it and really align with the power of the Maverick archetype to continue to wake up and have the courage to make some changes. So you're honoring more of your innate sovereignty and the sovereignty and respect you want to give to others. Really notice what has been stirring in you. You know, especially since early July, because it's Venus square Uranus. What do you know you have to radically change? Okay, lean into it. So, so important. Okay, next important cycle in support this week is on Saturday, August 12th, the Sun in Leo is trining Chiron, which is retrograde, at 19 degrees of Leo Aries. Wherever the Sun is, it's shining and illuminating. It's the archetype of the conscious self, the hero, heroine, person's journey in life. It's in Leo right now. Again, the sign of creativity, of shining your heart open, of being willing to be visible and seen. Chiron is this interesting comet asteroid that is the wounded healer archetype, shapeshifter, shamanic one. It's in Aries right now, recently went retrograde right when Venus went retrograde, but it has a much longer retrograde cycle. Venus's retrograde cycle is 6 weeks. Chiron's is about 5 months. Now, the wounded healer archetype actualizes for you this awareness of what has been painful or wounding for you or a hard vulnerability is actually a gift. Chiron in Aries in the retrograde phase, okay, what am I knowing in my own healing journey about embracing my uniqueness, Aries, that it's okay for me to be me, Aries, it's okay for me to have strength and dynamism and courage to go forward in my life. Now, when planets trine each other, that means they're 120 degrees away in the sky, and it's a very harmonious, supportive signature. So here's the conscious self in Leo. I need to be shining who I am. I need to be in my sovereignty and help everyone else be in their sovereignty and worthiness. And by the way, I'm going to bring along some of the healing work I've been doing, some of the courageous work to embrace myself. So just notice how that might be showing up for you. And then finally, on Sunday, August 13th, the Sun is conjunct Venus retrograde at 20 degrees of Leo. Here again, I want to offer some wisdom words from Kim Marie, evolutionaryastrology.net, about this cycle. And what she talks about is when Venus is conjunct the Sun, when Venus is retrograde, it's called the interior conjunction. And she says it's the highlight of a Venus retrograde cycle. It's a time of maximum insights into retrograde lessons. And it helps us right now to be recognizing our evolving value system in relationship to the physical world, our relationships, and society in general. And one of the things she says is, how do we survive together? How do we flourish together? Those are key questions that are happening. And you might notice as we come to this week, because it is this Venus conjunct the Sun, you know, the highlight of the whole retrograde cycle, pay attention to the insights you get, the awarenesses you have. Because the other thing, I'll speak a little bit more about this in next week's podcast, but we have coming up this amazing astronomical event with Venus. It's called the Heliacal Rise. And I mentioned to you before, the power in the astronomy of Venus retrograde is that Venus has been an evening star. We've seen that planet in the night sky after the Sun is set. When it goes retrograde because of Venus close to the Sun and close to us, it looks like Venus itself disappears into the underworld and goes through this deep transformational death rebirth. And then it rises again as a morning star. And that's called the Heliacal Rise. And that will happen on August 19th. And Venus coming up as the morning star, it marks the new Venus cycle that happens for the next 19 months. That's coming up. I'll talk about it next week, but just a little preview of coming attractions. Meanwhile, this week, Venus conjunct the Sun. So take some time to be aware. What am I knowing about the deep changes around love, money, and values that I really want to go forward with now as a way of not only honoring myself, but being willing to be present in the world and to help others and the earth be honored? And there's so much with this Uranus-Venus energy this week and this edge of Venus in the underworld about to rise again, about just letting dissolve the old constrictive patterns, the old ways. Stop fighting the external authorities, trying to get them to validate you. Stop believing that someone else is going to help you shine and be who you are. You be who you are. You grow into who you are. And just trust yourself. You will rise. You will blossom. You will be exactly who you need to be. The poem I've chosen for you really honors this process of Venus retrograde about to rise up in a new cycle of sovereignty and love. The poem is called The Cleverness of Seeds by Pat Brisson. The cleverness of seeds. They tried to bury us. They didn't know we were seeds. Mexican proverb. The way the maple seed twirls away from its tree and finds any available crack or crevice to slip itself into, and how the dandelion fluff is wished by children out along the wind to a new starting place, and how the burdock burr rides the fur or feather or pant leg of its unwitting assistant to get where it wants to grow, and how cherry and apple and juniper allow themselves to be eaten alive and eventually dumped on new fertile ground. How some seeds, bold and defiant, pop off right into the face of anyone who tries to uproot their plant. And how some seeds float down rivers to oceans and are washed up on other shores. Or others are rounded up and kept in deep dark holes until sometimes even forgotten there, until one day they start to grow, lying in wait for the rain, leaning into sunshine or managing in shade, cultivated or wild, appreciated or despised, alone or in fields of their kind. They grow. Dear ones, work with the energies this week. Be the seed that is clever. Grow and bring your brilliance into the world. Thank you, as always, dear community, for your wonderful, heartful ears and your connection and weaving me with other people. Deeply, deeply appreciate that. And I've got a question for you and a gift for you. Do you feel a deep yearning to break free from the constraints of societal norms and discover your true, authentic self? I imagine you do. The gift I have is I am offering a workshop this coming Saturday on Uranus life passages. This is a special 3-hour workshop in which we're going to look at the key Uranus life cycles that happen and how you can understand these cycles to align with your inner maverick and to effectively support your desired life changes, to break free of constriction. I'm particularly designed this to support people who wrestle with being caught in external expectations, living in the shadows of conformity, feeling disconnected from your authentic self. Let's break free together, shall we? So anyway, Saturday, August 12th, Uranus Life Passages, 9 a.m. Pacific. If you can't make it live, you can certainly get the recording. So check it out. To get more details or to register, go to my website, ontheedgesofchange.com. Right there on the homepage, you'll see information we can click through. I am excited about it being in a live community, leaning into the Uranus archetype, that inner maverick, waking us all up. So take good care and be awake to the power of this week.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources
on theedgesofchange.com.
Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.